Hey guys, welcome back. Another episode of Talking with TJ. I'm joined by one of my very good buddies on the team. We hang out all the time on and off the field, Marvin Jones. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, man.
What do you, what's your take on the seating arrangement for the show?
I actually like it, you know. We post-practice a little cardio, and nothing wrong with it.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that because we're working on getting chairs and Stafford was supposed to provide them.
Oh, okay.
Back in like August.
I guess
this has been the best setup because at least, you know, we get to burn a few calories while we do the show.
Get some blood flowing, you know?
Joke's on him, you know? Yeah. Anyways, you know, here on the show we ask some personal questions and I don't think this is any secret. You're just a multi-talented guy. Athlete, singer, audition for American Idol, even though I assume you didn't go through because you were getting ready for football, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, you would have been.
Yeah, I got the golden ticket to L.A., and I was like, hey, thanks, guys. You know,
and then you just bolted.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How did that whole thing come about? I mean, did you contact somebody?
No, they actually grabbed me, you know. I think they've seen some stuff that I did, like on Instagram and stuff like that. And so they thought it would be pretty cool. And they wanted to see how I would fare against, you know, against the judges, you know. So
I think you nailed it.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was a great experience.
That's awesome.
Great experience.
And you're not a shy singer at all?
No.
Like, I sing a lot, kind of in the car to myself or, you know, in the shower, but when people ask me to sing, I get like super tightened up. And
I used to be like that, man, because I just never liked doing it, but I was kind of always put on the spot. So I've been put on the spot so many times that it's just like, can you sing? I'm already singing, you know, right when they say can.
Well, since you won't turn it down, I mean, you got a little key for it. I mean,
shoot. I don't know. What you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
I don't know. You know. What do you like? R&B?
I'm R&B.
It's a PG show, so we'll stay away from the rap.
Yeah. I'm R&B type of guy.
R. Kelly, maybe?
I can see some R. Kelly. I can see some Christian. I could sing anything.
Let's do a little R. Kelly. Space Jam style.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. I spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
That was awesome, dude.
Thanks, appreciate it.
That was the best, man. Probably the best we've had on the show. I appreciate it. You think you got a future in singing when football's all said and done?
Yeah, on the underground, though. I'll be doing stuff for, like, commercial soundtracks and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't want to go on tour or anything. I'm just going to do my own thing. So,
obviously,
when I'm done.
Obviously not a great talent scout of singers, but dude, I'd hire you, man.
That
was awesome, dude. Let's finish up here, a little music trivia. Figured since we were on the subject, you know, why not ask you a couple questions? So,
all right.
Give me the highest selling album of the 1980s.
The 1980s.
Whole decade.
The 1980s. It has to be Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, not Thriller, or Off the Wall, Thriller.
Dude,
cool.
That's impressive. All right, one for one. According to the popular Christmas song Frosty the Snowman, it's Christmas, almost holiday season. What are Frosty's eyes made out of?
Oh, Frosty's eyes are made out of sheesh.
Not sheesh. No, I don't know what sheesh is, but like sheesh.
Is it like some type of candy or a button? Button. No, not the button.
Think like a train, choo-choo train.
It's made out of, I'm drawing a blank here now. I don't know.
Coal. We'll go with coal. Yeah,
okay.
I knew it was on the tip of your tongue.
Okay.
Since it's a Christmas, topic here, I mean, it's almost Christmas. We still got a few weeks. What was your favorite Christmas gift when you were a kid?
My favorite Christmas gift, it has to be back when I was 10 or 11. I was playing travel basketball. And all my teammates got the Kobe 2s. We were sponsored by Adidas, but the Kobe 2s didn't come out yet.
Mm.
So all my teammates got the Kobe 2s, and I was asking, I was like, can I get the Kobe 2s for Christmas? And, I didn't think I was going to get them. First thing I opened up was the Kobe 2s, and we had a game that next day. So I rocked the Kobe 2s with my team.
That's awesome.
So that had to be the greatest moment.
I never got any Kobe 2s, but I did have some pretty cool race cars. All right, last one. You know, I asked you some, you know, a little R&B music. Oh, Michael Jackson, technically. I don't know, you know. Christmas. A little Detroit version here. Okay. Eminem set a single world record. All right, I'm going to start that one over. Mm-hmm. What Eminem single set the world record for most words used in a song?
Ooh, has to be, I don't know. It's not Forgot About Dre. It's not that song, right?
It's like 2013.
2013.
Rap?
Rap song.
No, it's the title Rap.
Is it Rap? Oh, Rap God.
Rap God.
Nailed it, I'm tripping.
Man. Yeah, well, you've guys seen it all, man. This guy can do everything.
I knew that. Okay.
I mean, trivia, you know, a little bit of history there with the music, singing. The guy obviously makes tremendous catches on the football field. Can't really say much more about you, man. It's awesome. Thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks for having me, man.
And always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you again next week.